All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I've learned a lot of life's lessons through it all, but what I want to stress most of all is just because you may be older, we still have to a life to live, she wrote. For years now, Dench and Dude, who is Jamal Hinton, have entered the lives of those browsing the internet after they first met and their story went viral. Now known as Thanksgiving Grandma, she and the guy she accidentally texted, confusing the number for her grandsons, get together year after year for Thanksgiving. Last year, they added a new guest to their celebration with the help of Airbnb. You see, this is great. At that point, you know, now they're getting like a sponsor involved. Wanda and Jamal started this tradition in 2016. They've kept it going even after Wanda's husband passed away during COVID. I'm sure there were a lot of people that were like, those two should hook up. In 2021, it was announced that Netflix would be making a film inspired by their unlikely friendship. The planned title for the film was The Thanksgiving Text. Yeah, that sounds like a Hallmark TV type of story that you would watch there. You know, people would love that. People love feeling good. The pair have also partnered on business ventures, including launching a brand of alkaline water in 2022. Footnote, alkaline water has been confirmed to cause breast cancer. That is not true. I added that part in. So because they met, all of this is happening. I hope they're making money, you know. I mean, that's ultimate. Pretty much a viral story like that can lead to some serious cash. They should have done a podcast together, frankly. Chris D is here. He's an hour late. That happens. You know, on Fridays, I start an hour earlier. Chris says, oh, shoot, I forgot. Fridays are earlier. We have a weigh-in coming up on Monday. Kenny gave us a dating update on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Now, he did, in fact, take the long way around in telling us the story about the young lady at church. But he has several, I don't want to say lines in the water, but he's got several fishing poles in his hand right now. Chris writes, your question about catfishing was amazing. And then he wrote, how did you know? Now, I do not know what you are talking about. I know that Kenny talked about catfishing, but I do not recall anything that I may have said to Kenny in that show. You have permission to spoil, because now I want to know. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't remember any of this shit. I just know if I have fun or not. I think it was something gross. Now, Maureen says, how did you know it was her? Oh, is that the question you're referring to? Yes. Okay, that's fantastic. That's a great thing to reference. And it's perfect to talk about because you can look forward to it when you're listening to the show. I know normally I say don't spoil it. Kenny described that He ran into the chick that he was wanted to meet for the first time at church. He invited her to a service. And my stupid ass asked him, so when she walked in, how did you know it was her? And it's like, you fucking idiot. What do you think? How do you think? I mean, how does that happen in any type of online dating? You use your eyes. Fuck. So embarrassing. Someone said it was on par with when I asked, where did you get the pizza box? Oh, my God. All right. So best of luck to Thanksgiving Grandma. I have a limited number of stories to get to again today. I'm not going to lie to you. We may end up being short again. I saw Jason Bennett just sent me one that's interesting, but I don't have it ready to go. So my apologies. Okay, no, this is it. I talked about the baseball player with Rick, Dave Dravecki, the guy's name. This is fucked up. This is going to make some of you go, oh, no. The guy battles back from cancer that affected his shoulder. The doc said to him, look, man, I don't want you pitching with this arm because there's so much of the shoulder mass gone. It's going to be a lot of undue stress on your arm. He fights back from cancer. He takes the mound anyway, throws a pitch, and his arm basically falls off of his body.
You know, I mean, after this incredible game, I'm in the sixth inning against the Montreal Expos, and I rear back and throw the fastball.
Dravecki is hurt badly.
People have said was the crack hurt around the world.
Oh, God. Holy shit. I didn't know he made it to the sixth inning. This one has no sound. Because in the video that I've played before, you could actually hear it go pop. Oh, God. That is rough. The center of the political universe right here in West Michigan. Kamala Harris arrives in Grand Rapids today. I haven't heard yet if Trump is going to be here. He will soon enough. You know, they're kind of like in different spots in the U.S. But Harris is coming to Grand Rapids today. Now, Harris will do horribly in Ottawa County, where I live. Kent County, though, is a toss-up. Now, in the past, it's been very conservative, but more often lately, it hasn't been. And this is a huge, huge county, Kent County. Of the three big counties in southeast Michigan, it ranks not quite as big as them, but still, out of all the counties in Michigan, it's a big one. If you win Kent County, there's a pretty good chance you can win the election. Okay, or I should say, if you win Kent County, you can win the state. And if you win the state, you can win the election. This is one of those states. So she will be here today at Riverside Park. I think some of you are going, which I wouldn't be caught dead there. You know, I don't give a shit enough about her to go there and cheer her on. Again, I am to the left of center. I do not care for a lot of her politics. But I like her. I like walls. I don't like Trump. I don't like Vance. There you go. That's all I need to know. I just don't like you. And I just like them. I don't give a shit what their policies are. All right? I mean, I do. And I don't care for a lot of them. But at the same time, I would consider myself to be an anyone but Trump voter at this point in the game. The doors just opened at Riverside Park where this is going to be held. I don't know. I think it's an outdoor thing. So I don't know how they'd have doors. People are encouraged to get there before 1 p.m. They will stream it on the local TV station. And absentee voting is underway. It is a neck-and-neck race in Michigan and also key battleground states. They are showing an outright tie in Michigan. 49% of voters saying they will vote for Harris and 49% say they will vote for Trump. In-person early voting must begin by October 26th. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could vote in person starting October 26th. They really make it easy to vote nowadays. And then, of course, November 5th is a big election. That's the day that I'll go. I'll go on November 5th. I prefer to do it that way. The last time I voted was in the primary and for Ottawa County to get rid of all those fucking Ottawa County losers, those Ottawa Impact losers, and it worked. They're all gone. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And I was guy who fucked up the ballot. I was guy who they said, now, Mr. EZ, remember, this is a primary. You can either vote for all Republican candidates or all Democratic candidates. You cannot vote for some Republican candidates and then some Democratic candidates. Okay? Yep. I turned around, went into the voting booth, and immediately started to do what they told me not to do. I then raised my hand, and a clerk comes over and says, how can I help you? And I said, I did this. And right away, they're like, oh, you idiot. He's like, all right, we've got a... We have a bad ballot. So they take it and they write in big letters like void or some shit on it or something like that. And they do the whole process over again. Give me a new ballot. And then she says it all again. I go, I gotcha. I know. Then I did it right. Idiot. All right. Meanwhile, with that all happening, and hang on, I got to sneeze. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. A few days after that, Doug Emhoff, if someone said to me, who is Doug Emhoff? I would not know who that is. But that is Kamala Harris's wife or husband. He is showing up with one of the sharks from Shark Tank to Grand Rapids on Sunday. They're going to speak on behalf of the Harris Walls campaign for their plan in investing in small business. You know, Mark Cuban, businessman. I guess he's a Democrat, whatever. Emhoff will then head to Detroit to deliver remarks at a campaign focused on encouraging Jewish communities to vote. So if you're Trump and Vance, you're seeing that they are barnstorming the state. You better get on it and stay on it. Because I don't know how this is, but somehow when these idiots show up here to stump, that convinces people that... people should vote for them. And I don't understand that. I don't understand people who are still undecided at this point. How can you possibly be undecided? How can you possibly be on the fence? Statewide early person voting, as I indicated earlier, starts October 29th. Did it say October 26th in the other story that I read? Didn't it say that? I thought it said that. Whatever. Anyway, with those guys coming to town, now there's a national poll that just came out. The national poll is showing us what we all suspected, and that is this is so goddamn close. 49% of Americans polled will vote for Trump. 49% will vote for Harris. Oh, my God. Now, okay, this is going to be wildly close. You know, some people are like that they don't believe in polls. I do. I do believe in polls. Okay? Bob says all polls are full of shit. I don't believe that. I believe that polls are very accurate. I think that there was a couple times that there have been evidence that they weren't. I think like Hillary Clinton was polling higher than Donald Trump in 2016, and he beat her ass. You know? Piano Finger Banger says, Trump is such a pussy, he's going to grab himself. Now, look, I've got a smarter audience than that, than to say something horrible like that. All right. I will say that if Harris and Harris's husband and Mark Cuban are coming here, there should be Trump and Vance heading to areas north of the hard living line. It's definitely a us versus them mentality. Intelligent people that aren't brainwashed are going to vote for Harris. And stupid people who are brainwashed are going to vote for Trump. Rebecca says that Trump has been canceling a lot of his appearances lately. Dave, Mediocrity Dave, is at the site, Riverside Park, right now. Dave, I'm going to ask you this. If you want to be a roving reporter right now, email me right this second your phone number, and I will call you on the show. And we can get man on the street from the actual site where Harris is going to be in just a handful of hours. That's a perfect opportunity for you to do your very own Joe stunt. So email me, Dave, Mediocrity Dave. Excuse me, Eric at ericzaneshow.com. Email me your phone number, and I will put you on sight unseen. Maureen says, call Stevie. She's there, too, right now. That's not a bad idea. I have to make that happen. Megan is here. She was wildly hyper on the show yesterday, on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Now, she was perfect, but she actually felt bad at one point because she blurted something out and we all looked at her like she had two heads. And then she said, oopsie. Amy says, Megan, how is your head, boo-boo? Because she smashed her head on something and hurt herself. I think you're doing better. Ryan says, Trump is doing great. He held a dancing concert this week where he played 39 minutes of YMCA while people passed out in the crowd. Can't believe anybody would go to a campaign rally. I'm sorry. You got to have something better going on. Watch your ears.
Hello?
Miss Stevie, it's your old pal EZ.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. There's a rumor from Maureen that you are right now at the Kamala Harris campaign rally.
Not right now, but I am going.
That doesn't surprise me. Maureen just throws it out there like, oh, yeah, Stevie's there right now.
Yeah, I thought it was starting earlier, but we've been told not to get there until after 10.
Yeah, that's what I saw, too.
Yep.
And they're going to start letting people in.
Yep.
Okay,
that's correct.
I have another audience member, David, who is a correspondent out there. And he is out there because it's after 10. So you could, in theory, go there right now.
Yeah, but they're letting people in until 1 o'clock. I don't really want to stand there just for hours, you
know. So you want to go to the rally, but you're not into it enough to get there now.
No, dude. It doesn't start until after 1.
Yeah, I know, but don't you want to get a good seat in front in case the bullets fly? You can get, you know, really up close to the action.
I can try and jump in front of one.
Okay. Are you just going to go and, like, scream like a maniac?
No, I'm not going to scream.
Why do you want to go to something?
I'm a regular person.
Don't you have something better to do with your time than go to a dumb campaign rally?
I could go to work.
Okay. Very good. I just wanted to check in regardless. It's always good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. I'll tell Kamala that you said hello.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Maybe get a selfie or something.
I'll try.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Dave checks in. He says, sorry, I'm being escorted through security at the moment. Nick is not a fan of Democrats, nor am I. Nick writes, they can't start too early. Gotta wait for lazy liberals to get out of bed. Nick's suggesting that people who are voting Democrat or love Democrats are lazy liberals. Maureen writes, sorry for the bad info, Eric. That's all right, Maureen. You can do no wrong in my eyes. Bob says, gotta beat the crowd of tens of people. So, very clear. You're getting some people that are, don't feel too good about our Democratic candidates. Be rest assured that Bob and Nick will not be voting for Kamala Harris for president. I don't know who they're going to vote for. I'm presuming Trump. I will not. Dave said the crowd is easily in the thousands. I expect there to be a pretty solid turnout. Jeremy is a lazy Kamala voter. He wrote, I am currently at 52 and a half hours work this week, and it will be around 68 hours after today. Yeah, I don't believe that Kamala Harris voters are lazy. I think that is Nick just throwing a sideways attack at them to get you all riled up. Bob is asking Dave, who is at the rally site, how many buses are on the parking lot or in the parking lot? I think he's suggesting that people aren't going like by themselves, or he's suggesting that the Dems are bringing busloads of people in. Let's see. There's a crack about, let's see, Piano Finger Banger says they're voting for Orange Hitler. Chris says in sarcastic tone, but he's Hitler. So I don't know. I think Chris might not be voting Democratic with that. Bob says, I see zero buses, but it's a large, or I'm sorry, Dave says, I see zero buses, but it's a large park. Nick says, 30% of my overtime goes to support lazy Kamala voters. Yeah, I'm not buying that shit, Nick. All right. Jimmy, with your skills, you could create a Jiminy Glick costume and prosthetics. Ryan wants to go in a Jiminy Click like Trump costume. I could go to all these events, even Ottawa County Commission meetings, selling watches and sneakers and trading cards. God, that would be funny. You know, I'm going to tell you this right now. If I had unlimited budget, I'd be putting you people to work. These ideas would be a reality, all right? With unlimited resources, that would all be very fun. And then, like, that would be your job to do stupid shit. You would be doing Joe stunts. And I'd call them Joe stunts because that's what they are. Jesus. Kanye West thing. You would be doing a Joe stunt. I get audience members to do a Joe stunt. Kanye West reached out to his wife and said to her, I want to have sex with your mom and I want you to watch. So we'd be doing Joe stunts where you would have to call your mom on the show or call your wife on the show and tell her that you wanted to have sex with your wife's mom and she would watch. That'd be a great Joe stunt. Kanye West, have sex with your mom challenge. I'm just shitting bits today. Can you imagine how hilarious that would be? Oh, my God. I think that that might be one, though, that's more fun to talk about, doing the Kanye West challenge. Hey, honey, I want to have sex with your mom, and you have to watch me do it. Hey everybody, Joe Pal EZ, to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for big wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Piano Nick writes to Tophus. Is Tophus here? Tophus says, part of my money goes to trashy red states where a large majority of white people are on welfare living in the path of tornadoes. Okay, now it's on. Nick says to Tofus, what all those states that grow all the food you buy with your bridge card? Piano Finger Banger jumps in and says to Nick, did you buy your Trump watch yet? You know, the one that he's hawking for $100,000 that is made in China. Boys, step aside. Step aside, boys. It's okay. Settle down. I want to talk more about the Kanye West challenge. You know, you're all throwing barbs at each other, but you're not that great at it. Trump in Detroit, though. So Harris is making her first campaign stop in West Michigan since taking over the Democratic ticket. I thought she had been in before. Meanwhile, Trump is holding a rally in Detroit. So that's it. All the way around. West Michigan is at the forefront. It's kind of like the tip of the spear for each of these parties. I find it to be incredibly interesting. All right. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later with Mario. That's right. It's time to go get your home loan. Get it now. You start paying on it. You got your house. And then in short order, you can refi because the rates are going to drop down and away you go. Call Mario today from no matter where you are in the U.S. and get started. Reach out at 231-332-6505. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage is number one in the U.S. for a reason. No matter what state you're in, reach out 231-332-6505. Ask about your first-time home buyers special. Rolling out the red carpet for first-time home buyers. That is not easy. You've got a lot of questions. He's got the answers. Please tell him that your old pal EZ sent you. Frank Fuss at My Policy Shop Insurance is making it extra easy to get into your healthcare policy through healthcare.gov. Go to buyinsurancehere.com, fill out the form. That's buyinsurancehere.com. And he can help you with everything you need to know with healthcare.gov and getting started with that. So if you do not have healthcare because your employer does not offer it, you're in between jobs, or maybe you are a business owner, self-employed business owner, you have to get healthcare. And Frank can help you get that in a timely fashion, like by the end of the day. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and licensed independent insurance agent / broker Frank Fuss will help you every step of the way. And the best part, Frank does not charge you for his services. He gets paid by the insurance companies. Finally, my God, King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. What a job they've done for more than 50 years. Haircuts for a king. Northland Drive, Caledonia. And at 821 36th Street next to the Costume Room in Wyoming, which happens to be a few doors down from Kyle at Dumpster Divers, who I'm going to blow a call into in just a moment here. Thank you so much to King's Room Barbershop. Hours and schedules at kingsroom.net. Also, if you want to work in the haircutting industry, reach out to King's Room Barbershop. Just walk in there and say, hey, EZ said you're hiring. You can get a job at King's Room Barbershop. Speaking of sponsors, this guy used to be one. Tofus is attacking. All sorts of insults on Trump now. You guys are saying Trump has dementia. I don't think Trump has dementia. Trump is very sharp. He may be a moron.
Hey, folks, you read.
All right, somebody's busy. Tofus says he most certainly is not sharp. He's very quick on his feet. Anytime he might not be making any sense, but you don't need to make sense. Trump is a quick-witted. He's fast with his responses. Even if he doesn't know the answer, he makes it seem like he knows the answer. And that's all you need to do if you're appealing to people that are north of the hard living line. You just need to make it sound like you know what the fuck you're talking about. That's why I say that. Ryan says Trump is a genius in the sense that he has captured half of the country's votes. All he needs to do is keep on trucking, sadly. Hello, Eggzane.
Eggzane.
How pissed off were you or sad were you when Aiden Hutchinson broke his leg?
Oh, dude, it was fucking... So I've been talking about it all week because it was wild, right? I was like, obviously, like, the break is... I mean, it's terrible, and, you know, it was... But I was like, you know what is even more, like, more true? I was like, some dude, like, maybe named Bob or some shit at, like, Fox Production. I'm like, that motherfucker got fired on Monday, dude, because I'm like, every time in the history of my life that, like, you see a sack, like, the camera view is, I don't know, like, 10, 15 feet away. You know what I mean? So you can see the whole fucking thing happen. But for some reason, good old Bob's like, hey, let's zoom all the way fucking in so we can see his face when he breaks his leg.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll get that fucking noodly leg popping in the fucking screen right in every other viewer's face so they can all see his fucking leg just fucking swinging around in the camera. And then we'll just cut the commercial right after that. I'm like,
oh, my God.
Holy shit, dude. It was nuts, dude. That one, because it was so close. I have a strong stomach, but that one, I was like, ooh.
Oh yeah, they even like read his lips because he said, "I broke my leg," and you could tell that he said that.
Yeah, I know, and I'm like, it was just gross, dude. But it was, I mean, at least we still fucked up the Cowboys, but still, that sucked, dude.
Yeah, yeah, it looked like his In the Harry Potter movies, there was a scene where I think it might have been Ron. Somebody casts a spell where all the bones in somebody turn to rubber.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, that's what I was picturing because it was so wonkified. It was crazy. In an instant, it went from a rigid leg to like a goddamn pool noodle.
I know, dude, that was crazy. Did you know what I mean? Like, so when, before Bob was going to get fired, like, so we were sitting there, like live at the game. So you see Aiden Hutchinson on the ground, and like, no, we don't know what's going on yet. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We're just like, all right, like, he's hurt, but like, he's a top dude, no big deal. And then they just cut to that replay, and there goes that fucking leg just flinging around, and I'm like, holy shit, I was not ready for that, dude.
Oh, God. So, yeah, hopefully they'll turn it around and be able to, not lose too much momentum. Tough game this weekend. I'm excited about it. I'm sure you'll be watching. Have you ever broken a bone like that? Have you ever injured yourself in that type of way?
No, dude, actually, I was talking about that with my dad this week because so I called my dad up and I'm like, like back in middle school, high school, when I was playing football and like, you were always like telling me like, you seem so reserved out there. Like, you seem like you're not going balls to the wall. And I was like, that's why, Dad. I was trying not to fuck myself up, dude. So, yeah, I never broke any bones or anything like that.
Yeah.
I broke my nose in basketball a couple of times, but that's no big fucking deal. But, yeah, like a leg break or an arm break, I've been lucky in that regard.
When they break your nose, do they have to grab it and, like, put it back in place?
No, so here's what happened. So here's a good little fucking story for you, Dan. So, when I broke my nose, the worst time I broke my nose in high school basketball, I just took an elbow when I was trying to get a rebound.
Yeah.
And straight up, like, my nose, like, disconnected from my face is really what happened. So, like, there was no, like, you can set it back because that fucker, I mean, at one point before I got the surgery to, like, connect it back to my face, like, I could touch, like, the tip of my nose to, like, either cheek, dude. It was fucked up, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so actually, so yeah, the nose break, it actually didn't hurt that bad because it just feels like you have a really bad headache, I guess, if that makes sense. And I'm fine with that. But when they fucking, so when they fixed the broken nose, I didn't really understand what the hell they had to do. I was just like, I don't know, 16 or 17. So I was like, yeah, dude, whatever, no big deal. But like, they put these big ass fucking, they might be like, 2 inches long, these like oval splints, and like they roll it up into like, they roll it up like a cigarette essentially and stuff it up your nose.
Okay.
I didn't know those fuckers were out there. So like when I went to get them taken out, the doctor was like, all right, first thing we're going to do is we put a stitch in your septum, right? Like a stitch.
Yeah.
So like we're going to go in your right nostril, we're going to cut one side of it, then we're going to go in your fucking left nostril and pull it through like your septum. He's like, now, there's some sort of nerve in there or something. So, like, when we pull it out, like, you're going to get dizzy and probably pass out. And I was like, okay, that don't make any sense, doctor. Like, I'll be fine, dude. So, anyway, he pulls that stitch through, and I'm like, woozy, baby.
You know? Wow.
I'm like, whoa. He was like, yeah, I told you, motherfucker. So then they pulled those fucking splints out, dude, and I never felt so much pressure in my life. Like, when I saw that thing come out of my nose and then, like, unravel into, like, the full oval, I was like, holy fuck, dude, you tell me that was in my nose? He was like, yeah, way up there, dude,
wow.
Way the fuck up there.
God damn, that sounds terrible. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, don't break your nose, for
no,
sure,
don't
dude.
Don't do that, don't do that. It's not Aiden. And then how about the fact that when the Lions beat the shit out of the Cowboys, the owner lost his shit. Did you hear him threaten the radio guys?
No, I didn't. That's awesome. What did he say?
Holy shit. So that old fucker, like a day or two later, he's on the radio with the local station that he does radio on after every game. And and they start like, you know, asking him questions about the team. And he got so pissed off, he said that he was threatening them with their jobs because he didn't like the questions they were asking.
Oh, shit. That sounds like an old rich white guy to me.
Yeah, pretty much. okay, so anything going on your mind that's happening to you? Everything good at work? Anything going on with the kids or the home life and this weekend? What's up?
Yeah, everything's pretty chill, dude. I was pumped. Despite the fact that Aiden Hutchinson broke his leg on fucking Aleem McNeil's big-ass meaty knee. But the best part about after that is, like, we still, like, continued to fuck them up. You know, like, they didn't suddenly score 21 points after Hutchinson was gone. You
exactly.
know what I mean? So that was nice. That, like, held me through, like, the rest of the week or whatever. So what I got going on this weekend, Eric Zane, is tomorrow Daddy gets to golf. So that's going to be cool because it's going to be nice-ass weather, and I have a free gift card to golf. So I'm going to do that.
Okay.
But then Saturday, so we're hosting. Well, we're not hosting. So Cliff, you know, good old Cliff, my best friend.
Rest
dad,
in peace. Rest in peace.
Yeah. We're doing a charity event at Mill Creek Tavern in fucking... where is that Comstock Park?
Right.
So, like, we're doing, like, a charity thing where, like, you pay, like, a ticket price and then fucking you get free food and there's, like, a cash bar and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, good.
And then part of that ticket price is going to go to Trillium Woods, which is, like, the hospice that Cliff was at. So I'm donating some money to them. So, yeah, we're holding
yeah.
a big old event because Cliff was all about the Vikings and, you know, I'm obviously all about the Lions. So we're having a big old fucking event about it, maybe.
Nice. So all those friends and family are going to get there. And is this something that you like have to speak at?
No, I don't think I have to. I mean, I will if Nicole wants me to. But yeah, I don't think I have to speak, but I fucking will.
So this is and Nicole is Mrs. Cliff.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now, do they have kids?
No kids. They did. Yeah, no kids. I guess I'm not going to tell everyone their whole like.
Yeah,
life
no,
plan,
that's
you know,
all right. Is she,
stuff, but,
is she doing okay? Is she? I mean, I'm sure you talked to her. Is she hanging in there?
Yeah. We try to get hang out with her and all that type of stuff as much as we can. You know, it was a long road, long battle.
Yeah,
so
you're sick
you know,
for
she had
quite
a
some
lot
time.
Long, like a long time to deal with it. I guess as it was happening. And but yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't really know. I mean, I would be fucking sad. I am sad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it takes a long time. I mean, it's when you lose a spouse, I can only imagine, you know? what that's like. All right. Look, well, give her my best and to everybody there. And I know you guys are going to have a great time. Go Lions. And hopefully you'll get a win. And we'll be talking next week about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to – let's just fuck those Vikings up, dude. Let's just fuck them right up so we can fucking – they can stop being 5-0 and we can be on top of the division because we have the tiebreaker. Okay, fuck them up there, dude.
All right. I love it. There you go. Rest in peace, Cliff. Fuck you, Vikings.
Yeah, fuck you, Vikings.
All right. All right, buddy.
I love you guys. Deuces.
See ya. There you go. That's Kyle from a company that used to market themselves right here on the podcast. Nick is now fighting with it's out of hand now. They're talking about like politics and Trump and oh God, see what I started? I feel great about myself. Chris is not happy. Chris K is like, come on, you got to ban these guys. All right, shut up, you guys. It's time to quit fucking yelling at each other. Joe Pellerito is here. He says Mill Creek is a cool place. Joe Martinez is here. Oh, my God. He says the Vikings are going undefeated. We shall see. I don't like it when Joe says shit like that because too often he's right. I hate that. Piano Finger Banger is saying, it says, nah, this is okay, EZ. We can weed out the idiots. Well, Nick is not an idiot, okay? He is the farthest thing from an idiot. He may not be liking who you are voting for. Or you may not like who he is voting for. But that guy is salt of the earth. And I will... You got to quit hating people because who they're voting for. You know? Tofa says he's echoing QAnon shit. He's an idiot. Well, yeah. Look. If Nick echoes QAnon stuff, whatever. I mean, I'm still not going to insult the guy. I mean, I know him. You can't do it. Tofus says he started it with the name calling, so I finished it. Well, that's fine, too. I mean, you got to understand, though, this is my podcast. Occasionally, people are going to bust balls. And then Tofus says he blocked him. Oh, come on now. Quit this block shit. Okay? We've got to get back to where we can just look at somebody in the eye and say they're a butt fuck and then just let it go. Nick says, who the fuck brought up QAnon? I don't subscribe to any of that shit. I didn't think so. Maybe you might be saying something that has been said by QAnon, but I don't. I have never. You don't strike me as that type at all. Nick is right of center. All right. I can promise you that I've got a good read on Nick. He's not a far right idiot. He's a little right of center. I'll bet you any money. I've never asked him that. I'm just guessing. He writes, only pussies need to block people who can't handle. I hate it when the blocking happens. All right. Because you're not always going to be like mad. Aram says, Eric, why not make up with free beer this weekend? Is there something going on? Is he at like a place where I would go up to him and say, hey, well, the thing is, you know, I don't think that's possible. Because as long as I'm doing Who Are These Free Beers, I'm pretty sure he hates me. You know? Bob says, can everyone just dust the sand out of their vaginas and we all just get along? Chris says, where did that come from, Aram? Yeah, that happens from time to time. He'll just, out of the blue, he won't say anything all show. And then he'll just throw that out, something out like that. Yeah, and I don't know where it comes from. It's a mystery. I'm well aware that it's going to happen. At some point in time, you're going to get Aram. Eric, okay, he says Eric is telling everyone to bury the hatchet. Yeah, but they're talking about politics. That's a little, I mean, if you were to say everybody, I'm not going to say everybody needs to get along. There's no fucking way I would ever want to get along with Freebeer. So he's suggesting that, I think you're suggesting that I am being like hypocritical. But when it comes to politics, I mean, you can't do that. Life's too short. Let me just say this. If I was at a New York City subway looking at my phone and it was a camera-free subway and I knew that, and I was the only one at the train stop, and I knew that there was a train rushing by, that not the train I wanted, that it was going to be coming by nonstop, and Greg was there waiting for it, and he didn't know I was there, I would kick that fucker in the back just as the train got close. And then I'd be like, look, I'm out of here. I would absolutely just do that. I would kick him right in the back. He goes flying into the train. His body parts go flying in a million directions. And I'm like, yes! That I would absolutely do that 10 out of 10 times, 100%, without a doubt. If he were burning and said, help me, and I had a full bladder, I would not piss on him. It's not worth my piss. That's how bad I despise Greg. All right? Only Greg. The rest of them, I just don't want anything to do with them. But Greg, no. Public enemy number one, lifelong, never going back. Hell freezes over. Fuck you. And, yeah. O'Neill is losing his mind. Aram says, does all of this come from the one wisecrack he made when you guys were mending the fence? Well, no, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. That was like the end all. But yeah, so if you were to go back, and I should have never been associated with Greg in the first place. Greg is so impossible to be with that I gave him so much rope. Okay. But all of the things leading up to that, years and years of the passive aggressive and the asshole-ish nature and just a total fucking dick, should have resulted in me leaving years before. But it was my job. I was making a good living. Whatever. I don't care. And then eventually, for some reason, I made it a point to, hey, let's go back and mend fences. And then I was like, what am I doing this for? This is not going to work out. And that was made evident when he gutted me yet again. I was like, I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. Tophus writes lots of words that I'm not interested in reading. Too long, didn't read. Ryan says, the worst part is you had to endure him at that ungodly hour. I have to imagine you could hear pin drops in that studio before showtime. Oh, the worst. The worst. Horrible. Horrible. so bad. And, you know, the people that that are on that show now with him, nobody, like, hangs out with each other, especially him. By the way, prediction. Hot Wings and Kelly, these two damaged souls, are going to hook up. My prediction. Hot Wings and Kelly are going to become a thing. Mark my words. That's going to happen. What's not going to happen is any more podcasting by me. Chris says you might be onto something there, EZ. Let us get to the asshole of the day. Do you have any suggestions? It cannot be Tophus or Piano Finger Banger or Nick or whoever else is bitching about politics. Yesterday's asshole of the day brought to you by TC Paintball was people who want loans forgiven. Chris says the chat in general. And then Tophus says that he has a default. Yeah, I like that. Congratulations. The asshole of the day is Greg. Thank you to all of you for being here. Go Lions. Hopefully they win Sunday. I have the Patreon bonus podcast in a little while. Hopefully you'll be there for it. Sign up for 7 days free and you can check it out and enjoy the show on a 7-day free trial. Watch your ears. I think I got you covered here. We're good. Is it nap time? I don't know. Right now, no. Have fun at the Kamala Harris rally. Why do you people waste your time in that shit? Have a good one. Till then, on Patreon. Bye-bye.
If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.